Chandler's appearance meant only one thing. He'd come to South Park to get her, had likely arrived sometime after she'd left with Brody.
Your daddy's been worried sick about you.
Chandler reined in beside them, his gaze pinned upon Brody, radiating with coldness. She'd never witnessed him being anything other than kind, and she wasn't sure what to make of his demeanor. I didn't mean to worry you or Daddy. Did he ride along up here?
Yes. He's searching farther north. He's hardly rested since he heard you were kidnapped.
Kidnapped? At the same time she spoke the word, Brody tensed, and his expression hardened. You're mistaken, Chandler.
Brody McQuaid.
Chandler jumped down from his horse, his focus on Brody. Brody braced his feet.
Yep.
Chandler jerked his revolver out of his holster and jammed it against Brody's head. Chandler, no! Her cry tore from her raw throat. But Chandler was leaning in, the muscles in his jaw flexing at the same time he fingered the trigger. Brody didn't kidnap me. He saved my life. Chandler and Brody had locked gazes, and she doubted Chandler heard a word of what she'd just said. Down the gulch, she caught a glimpse of more horses and riders making their way up the creek. She hoped one of them was Daddy, who would talk some reason into Chandler. At the very least, she hoped they'd hurry before Chandler hurt Brody.
You have my woman, McQuaid.
Chandler's tone was deadly.
Give her back.